In the studio I've got Accept with me. We're going to have a bit of a chat. I'm just going to hook up his microphone. Hopefully that one, testing.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, there we go. So right now we've got a little track on from a little blast from the past. This one, Exhaust, when is this one from?
This one's probably from the end of last year or something like that. It's
They wouldn't exactly call that a blast from the past. That's pretty fresh then.
Yeah, well, there's some fresh ones in there. This is the one actually going up for the technology nomination.
Perfecto.
It's a nice segue there.
Well, you got my vote. Seriously. I mean, honestly, huge fan from the minute I found out about you. I think I found out about you actually through a very good friend of mine from Pitch Black.
Oh, yeah.
And you've recently done some remixing for those guys. Have you been only recent, or have you been working with them for quite a while?
I've always had a bit of dialogue with those guys because we're obviously sort of on the same tip musically, and it's
just
cool.
Just about 30 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's cool to see guys like that from New Zealand who are pushing that kind of electronic dub music sound, you know, and they're still smashing it after doing it for so long too.
I know. I mean, that must give you huge inspiration to see that they realistically, I guess, from my point of view, they're probably quite ahead of their time.
Oh, for sure. Maybe not even, people weren't even ready for them at the time, but
yeah,
it was cool to be asked by them to work with them, because they're obviously massive influence in the whole rave scene in New Zealand, you know. They've been around for a long time, and yeah, it was, we sort of had we're supposed to catch up with Mike when I was in London, but we sort of never really crossed paths until they came over here last year. So it was good to actually catch up with him and Patty and chat shop, and yeah.
Yeah, they're a couple of great guys. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you today is that, you know, they're way ahead of their game, and they're keeping in touch with what the future is. Hence, they know about people like you and get you to remix their tracks. Do you think going forward there's the possibility that there'll come a day where you'll ask them to remix your track?
Oh yeah, I definitely think there'd be a possibility somewhere down the line. But I'd love to hear what they could do to some of my music, eh?
Who else's tracks have you remixed?
Off the top of my head, I haven't done any remixes for a wee while, but I did a remix for Reality Chant from yep. Christchurch. So Messenger from the 420 show. They had the track called The System.
Yep, love that. Who's the vocalist on that? It's a sample, isn't it?
No, that's a legitimate recording they got done. That's from Earl 16. He was like a pretty big vocalist in that scene.
But he's British.
He's British, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think, yeah, we're looking at putting that one out sometime in the future.
It's unreleased?
It's unreleased, yeah.
Oh my god, I mean, that is, from my point of view, that's like an instant worldwide hit.
It's been floating around for a while. It's just sometimes these kind of things take a bit of time, you know. He's been pretty busy with his Kiki Ponamu Taonga Puoro album, so he's put all his production time into that. So yeah, we'll see.
When you say he, you mean Earl 16?
Messenger.
Messenger, okay, yeah. Cool. And so this year, of course, being a bit of a curveball of a year in terms of live performance and touring and things like that, are you on all the festival bills coming up for Christmas and New Year, playing at any of the Rhythm and Alps or?
I'm pretty quiet this year, to be honest. My next gig is up in Wellington in December, but apart from that, I've been keeping a pretty low profile.
Have you been busy in the studio?
I've been tinkering here and there. It's sort of been one of those years, especially with COVID, even though it's given, you know, producers and musicians a lot of time to work on stuff, it's just been a hectic year for myself personally. So I've just been trying to get in there when I can. But yeah, next year I'm going to really knuckle down and smash out some new tunes.
And do you, obviously this show is brought to you by New Zealand On Air. Have you had the privilege of funding from New Zealand On Air? Are you applying for grants for music videos for your clips? Do you have a relationship with?
No, I haven't really looked in too much into it. I've talked to a few people about it, but I just haven't pushed for that side of promotion and stuff yet, I suppose.
Did you, like the visual side of what you do is obviously, it's all about sound, but these days, whenever you go to a club, it's a big part of it, and this kind of music lends itself very well to some pretty great visuals. So do you work with anybody to provide that side of the equation for your, you know, a full package of entertainment?
Nah, I mean, that'd be something pretty interesting to do, I suppose. At the same time, like, I guess the kind of music I like to make sometimes is related to dark rooms, loud music. Sometimes the vibe is better if it's just some dim lights.
Absolutely. So, what have you got coming up? You've got a track that we're going to hear in a minute. This one right now we're listening to is called Going Round in Circles. This is from a couple of years back.
Yeah, this is from, it came out start of last year or midway through. It's released on Modern Hypnosis, which is a Australian label run by a Kiwi dude who's sort of trying to push bass music from this side of the world, I suppose. This next one that we're going to play is called Moonlight, and this is with a feature with a guy called Tailored Sound, who is a saxophone player from Bristol, and it's coming out the start of December on a Bristol label called The Moth Club, which pushes dub influence music and dub techno.
Dub techno, my favourite. Who you mostly work? I haven't heard any female vocalists on your track. This isn't a, like a, you know, girl power kind of thing, the rabbit hole I'm going down. It's just I played a track earlier on the show by one of my favourite Christchurch artists, Texture.
Oh yeah.
And I did, you know, the thought occurred to me, all these great gigs, all these great lineups, you know, like the Hasky and Bali, for example.
For sure.
Which I'm not really supposed to talk about on air, but nonetheless, they've got a gig coming up with a really great lineup, Headlanders headlining.
Mm.
And it suddenly occurred to me, all these gigs and there's very little representation of the girls. And this is, as I say, this isn't about that right now, but is that because Toasters, like the Earl 16 kind of scenario, for example, there's not so many Sister Nancy's, but there's lots of Earl 16s?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, there is, like, there's people like Eva Lazarus and people working with Mungo's Hi-Fi and stuff like that. I don't really follow it too closely, but I guess there are out there. But there's definitely not as much representation as there would be from male vocalists, you know.
And here in Christchurch, who have we got?
I quite like Sarah Aspinwall or McAspinwall.
Jess, absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
We'll play some of her with Caramel Smooth Heaven.
Yeah, that's the one.
She's an awesome vocalist. A huge fan of Jess. Yep, anybody else?
I can't remember her name, but she did, Vanessa Worm, I think. She's got a tune that's been on rotation out of you. I really enjoy that one. I think she might be, I can't remember where she's from. I don't think she's from Christchurch, but she's a Kiwi vocalist.
Cool. We'll check that out as well. So listen, should we have a little bit of a listen to the new track? Tell us the name again.
This one's Moonlight with Tailored Sound.
That's the one. Okay, folks, you're tuning to RDU 98.5 with The Green Room, talking to Accept. And of course, don't forget, you got to get your entries in. Win yourself that Main Divide gift pack. We already listened to Accept's entry. Name of the track was Exhaust. All I need you to do is text on through the show 021-738-985, and I want to hear who you want to vote for the magnets. Someone sent through a text saying, Get Set will win a magnet. awesome. Personally, I'd love to see Accept win a magnet. Who do you want to win? And tell me the track you want to hear, or who would you put on a Main Divide compilation? Okay, 021-738-985-530 on the dot. You've got half an hour to get those entries through. Okay, we're back after listening to a little bit of Moonlight. How good was that? Tell us about those jazz influences that you got in there.
Yeah, so the guy who played the sax on that track, Tailored Sound, he's pretty quiet on the music front, but he does a lot of live sax for some gigs over in Bristol. I remember when I was in Bristol for one of Vivek's system nights, he was playing sax earlier on the night. It was pretty cool.
Where's he from?
I don't know where he's originally from, but he's living in Bristol at that time.
So how do you get hold of his horn to put on your track?
Pardon
the pun, sorry, you know.
Well, we sort of had a little bit of a relationship because we'd obviously like hung out and met over in Bristol, but then it's just firing messages back and forth, emails or whatever, and then I sent him the track and he recorded some parts and came back with it, and I chopped it up, did a bit of editing and that, and it's come out pretty good.
Excellent. So who are your influences?
Ooh. I'm a massive roots reggae fan, so I'm really big into guys like Dennis Brown, dub stuff like The Scientist, King Tubby, but also I'm pretty big into my hip hop. So, you know,
who are you into in the hip hop world? What era? Ooh.
I mean, I'm all about the boom bap 90s sort of stuff.
Cool.
And a bit of like late 80s.
Yeah. The golden era.
For sure. I think in terms of production, Madlib would probably be my favourite. I just like his style, you know, his
Doom.
Yeah, MF Doom as well is one of my favourite vocalists. Freddie Gibbs.
Yep.
He's a guy I'm pretty into. I like, you know, Mobb Deep and that kind of stuff. That's the era I'm really into.
Yeah, same. That's what I call the golden era, like kind of early, you know, 93, 95 really.
Mm.
Early 90s. And have you been to Jamaica?
No, I haven't. I'd love to go there one day, yeah. It'd be cool to visit some of the studios and just see how things go around on the other side, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, and see who you meet. You never know who you're going to meet along the way, and it's pretty friendly there.
For sure.
When I say friendly, it's friendly in the sense that so long as you've got a hookup, because I've been there a few times, and you can't just waltz on into Kingston saying I'm going to go and look up some studios and
For sure, you would stick out like a sore thumb.
I
a guy from I think he's living in Whangarei at the moment, his name's Naram. He was just moved back from Melbourne, but he's done an album with a lot of Jamaican vocalists. This has come out recently on Red Robin Records. The same kind of thing, you know, he collaborated, you know, the Kiwi Jamaican connect. I think that's pretty cool. It's good to see somebody pushing modern roots reggae from New Zealand, you know.
Yep. So in terms of the whole, you know, the transition from dub into dub techno, for example, how do you see that whole scene growing here? Because, you know, it's got a really, that whole scene has got like its stalwarts that go back to the, you know, the pitch black days, and then now we've got the modern day side of it. And personally, as someone in the audience, sometimes I do the competition to win the Main Divide gift pack. I'm like, send me through your favourite New Zealand artists who are making awesome dub or dub techno. And the phones go a bit quiet. Like this one we're listening to right now, Versa, outstanding. This one, by the way, is called Transcending Space and Dub. As I mentioned before, I love what Texture does. Do you think there's room to have like a whole party? Like the other night, that Zorza gig. Great. But how about a whole big night with just you and who else would you have on your bill?
Ooh. That's a big question. I don't know. I think there is like, I think there's not enough people working on that kind of music in New Zealand. There's like a big representation with techno and dubstep, drum and bass, etc. Dub techno is, I guess, like a it's not exactly dance floor music, I suppose. Like a lot of the time, it just gets delegated to early night or late night sort of slots. it would be cool to have a whole night of doing something like that.
Yeah, it'd be super cool. And I mean, but do you think that's the mistake of the programmers? Because, like, anybody who's travelled, we've all been to parties where dub techno can be, you know, the headliner for the night and rocking the dance floor.
I suppose it's just building up that following. It's still quite young over here, I suppose, whereas overseas there's quite a legacy with that music, especially in places like Berlin or even Bristol, where Versa Bristol. Is from. Bristol has just got this thing, I don't know what it is, but they're just heavily involved with dub music, bass music, whatever, you know.
Yeah, like, have you heard of the Rosatom Festival from Italy?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, same thing, and that whole, that connection between Bristol and there is a big thing. But here, it seems to kind of skip a bit. It goes straight into the next level with the BPMs and just straight into the kind of shapies, 160.
That being said, though, Christchurch has always been a big hub for bass music, in my opinion, especially with you know, the dubstep scene, which is, you know, what I guess I'm most known for. It's always had, like, from travelling and playing in different places and going to different gigs, you know, we've got it pretty good here in terms of, like, you know, sound system culture, gigs.
Totally.
The amount of people going and stuff like that, it's, yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. So look, why don't we, to finish up today, after we're going to hear the flip side for your new single/EP.
Yep.
Where can people buy this, by the way, on Bandcamp?
Yeah, so at the moment there's pre-orders going on themothclub.uk or .co.uk or something like that, but you can check out their Facebook page or Instagram if you want to find some more information. Yeah, so this next track is the flip side to the record, and it's with a German producer called Another Channel, who I've put out some music with before, so it's always nice to come back and collaborate with somebody that I work quite well with. He's had some music out on this label previously as well.
Cool, let's check it out, and then we're going to check out, as promised, some of that Caramel Smooth Heaven. Actually, it might be trying to sneak in there. It is trying to sneak in there, but I'll stop it for now. Here we go. And then I'm going to get you to do give us a final request. Okay, so I'm going to get you to pick a track.
Righto.
And something from New Zealand that you love and think is someone you'd put on the bill with you if we could have this little whole night of dub and dub techno, okay?
Right, got it.
4 to 5 here on RDU. You're with the Green Room. I'm talking to Accept. Main Divide gift pack still up for grabs. Not too many entries, folks. Remember, you've got to let me know who you want to win the Magnet Awards. Go to RDU's page, check that out. And otherwise, any suggestions you got, who you'd put in a Main Divide compilation of Kiwi electronic music. 021-738-985.